This is 91.9 KVCR. I'm Ken Vincent. On Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR news contributor Cassie McDuff and review a few of the big news stories over the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ken.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol is sending hundreds of asylum seekers to the Inland Empire to await hearings.
They're processing them at the border, San Diego area, and then actually literally driving them up to bus stations and churches and dropping them off in Riverside and San Bernardino counties. The Southern California News Group followed one family that arrived in San Bernardino at the bus station. Fortunately, there are volunteers who are taking over to help them, bring them to a nearby church, get them a motel room, a place to rest, give them some food, give them some cash to help them move on to wherever they're heading. This particular family was going to Houston. Border Patrol says they're just overwhelmed at the border. There have been hundreds of thousands of immigrants, mostly from Central America, who are trying to come into the country. And the Border Patrol is taking a couple of days to process them and assign them hearing dates and then sending them out of the area because they just don't have the capacity. The problem is the Inland Empire doesn't have the capacity either. And so these volunteer groups are really stretched thin trying to help them. The state has given the Catholic Charities of San Bernardino and Riverside counties about $500,000 to try to assist them helping these asylum seekers. And even so, their resources are really stretched thin.
Next, the city of San Bernardino has again asked Riverside County to take over its troubled animal services. We talked about this before.
Right. A couple of weeks ago, the Board of Supervisors in Riverside County did not act on the matter. They just tabled it. This time they actually voted on it, but they rejected it. San Bernardino says it would save them about $450,000 a year if they could get Riverside County on contract to operate their shelter services and rounding up stray animals and that sort of thing. However, in the face of opposition from animal advocates, the Board of Supervisors voted it down. They said they don't have the resources either. San Bernardino is kind of up a creek because, as you know, they're just coming out of bankruptcy and they need to save this money. They've already directed every department in the city to cut 7% out of their budgets. And so now we don't know whether the city is going to come back with a different proposal, but the city says, you know, hey, Riverside County approached the city with this proposal. So they're kind of puzzled as to what to do next.
And meanwhile, the city of San Bernardino's mayor has a new ally on the city council.
Right. When he was elected mayor last year, that left his council seat vacant. And as you know, that's caused problems with the city now with six members splitting 3-3 on a number of issues and the mayor having to cast a tie-breaking vote. Well, now a man named Juan Figueroa has won that vacant seat. He will be the third district councilman. He is a medical social worker. The mayor, John Valdivia, had publicly and financially supported his candidacy. So now it appears that the mayor will have a four-member voting bloc to carry out whatever initiatives he wants on the city council.
And finally, I'm looking forward to hearing you talk about this one, Cassie. The Prado Dam near Corona is now deemed a high urgency risk for flooding downstream communities. What does this mean?
Well, it means the Army Corps of Engineers is going to have to step up efforts to improve the dam and the spillway in particular. The spillway had already been deemed a moderate urgency risk, but now with this high urgency rating, the Army Corps says it's going to launch a project in 2021 to bolster the spillway. Now, we've heard about spillways based on what happened up in Shasta, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so we know that can be a real problem. About 1.4 million people live downstream from the Prado Dam. It was built in 1941 as a flood control project on the Santa Ana River. It's near the 71 and the 91 freeways. We've talked before about that mural, that patriotic mural that's painted on the face of it.
Yeah, but this sounds like it's going to need more than a paint job.
Right. And in fact, the Army Corps has been working on improving the flood control capacity in that area for a number of years. Starting in 2002, it began working to raise the level of the dam, to extend its reach, enlarge the reservoir behind it, improve the outlet works and downstream channel. And now raising the level of that dam by about 20 feet is going to be a much more urgent project.
Cassie McDuff, thank you.
Thank you, Ken.